Everyone's in high spirits as we wait for our train back to Spence. A greatly relieved Mrs. Worthington chats pleasantly with Mademoiselle Lafarge, who clutches her few precious purchases, Cecily's purloined pearls shining at her neck. "I should like to see that expression on Lady Denby's face forever in my mind," Felicity says. "It was rather satisfying, wasn't it?" I agree. "Lady Markham, we must be on our way," Anne says, in perfect imitation of Lady Denby's pompous voice.
"Gemma, are you still holding on to that rubbish?"
Fee points to the leaflet for the exhibition at the Egyptian Hall. "Why, it isn't rubbish at all," I say with mock sincerity. "We have the Wolfson brothers and their Phantasmagoria." Anne arches a brow.
"Nothing compared to the realms, I dare say."
"But there is more," I protest. In small script is a list of others who will exhibit at the hall, their names growing tinier in proportion to their importance. I read them one by one, making Anne and Felicity giggle. "And at the very bottom is Dr. Theodore Van Ripple, Master Illusionist."